But I do think that sometimes it's really interesting, if nothing else, just interesting, to sit down and consider what does the next 5 years look like? And I know as I'm saying this, there'll be people going, oh, that's so cliche. It's like those job interview questions, like, tell me where you see yourself in 5 years. But I think they're there for a purpose, and things, you know, sometimes cliches are there for a reason. I think that when you stop and you really think about, like, what am I working towards, it can be quite confronting. Do you love your business? You should, right? Well, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business Coach podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love by providing tips and tactics, tools, insights, inspiration, all the good stuff to help you actually enjoy running your business. In addition to actionable tips and tactics that you'll be able to execute immediately, you'll also hear from creative small business owners around the world who've been able to sidestep the hustle and build a business that merges their passion with their purpose and provides a profit. I'm your host, Fiona Kalacki, founder of My Daily Business Coach. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to episode 232 of the My Daily Business Coach podcast. As you may be able to hear, I am smiling as I say that because I just can't believe we're at 232 episodes. Like, far out. That's amazing. And I say we because there is a team behind me that helps every single week with this. My wonderful OBM Erica, the amazing Scott from Sound Mind Editing, who edits all our podcasts, always has from day one. And we also have a transcribing service as well that we use. So there is a whole host of people creating this podcast, not just myself, but I'm the lucky one who gets to sit in front of the mic and talk to you every single week. So today it is a coaching episode, and I'm really going to dive deep into something that I think, and I feel like I say this all the time, but I do feel like it's something we don't look at enough as small business owners. I think at the start we do, and then the longer you're in business, probably the less likelihood that you're actually doing this. And as you may well know, if you listen to this, we often talk about money, mindset, marketing and brand, your systems and processes, and just the general life of a creative small business owner. We have a bunch of courses that are available anytime. They're all online, self-paced, over at mydailybusinesscoach.com/shop. And all of those elements that I've just mentioned will be talked about in today's coaching session. So stick around for that. Before I get stuck into it, I just want to, of course, acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians on this beautiful land on which I live and record this podcast. And that is the Wurrung and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. And if you are like me, based in Australia, and you're seeing on the news yet again, another Indigenous life lost in custody and in incarceration, we have the highest levels in Australia of this happening, and it needs to stop. And I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I do think that if you're listening to this and you want to do something about what we are all witnessing in this country, you can definitely go and contact and donate to the Aboriginal Legal Service, and we'll link to that in the show notes. The website, if you've got a pen, is alsnswact.org.au/donate. The other place that you can go and donate if you have the means and want to do something about this is the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, and you can find that just at vals.org.au/donate. All right, let's get into today's coaching episode. And just before we do, if you have a pen and paper, probably a good idea to grab it, or if you've got something that you can write notes on. If you are driving or if you're walking at the gym doing something else, you can always find the show notes again at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast. So let's get into it, shall we? All right, so let's imagine for a minute that you are in 2027. You are in, let's say, September 2027. And you are looking back on the last 5 years. So from now, September 2022, through to September 2027. What has changed? How old will you be? Where are you living? Do you still have your business? Have you sold it? Have you changed it? Have you closed it? Are you still running it? Are you still excited about it? These are some of the questions that I guess we often don't stop to ask ourselves. I think when we start a business, we can, you know, if you care to go down that path, we can come up with a business plan and you can get all excited and do the post-it notes and get really excited, more excited about the logo and the website and what your handle's going to be on Instagram. But outside of that, like once you get into business, we can so often get consumed in the day-to-day or even in the, you know, day to the next 3 months and really like, okay, I just need to see kind of what's coming up next week and that's enough. I don't really need to plan. Now, I'm not saying that everyone needs to plan. And of course, hello, look at the pandemic. Even the best laid plans can completely go awry when external forces come into play. But I do think that sometimes it's really interesting, if nothing else, just interesting to sit down and consider, what does the next 5 years look like? And I know as I'm saying this, there'll be people going, oh, that's so cliche. It's like those job interview questions, like, tell me where you see yourself in 5 years. But I think they're there for a purpose. And things, you know, sometimes cliches are there for a reason. I think that when you stop and you really think about, like, what am I working towards? It can be quite confronting in a lot of ways because you'll be like, oh, well, I have everything I want. Or maybe you're like, oh, actually, you know, in 5 years, I don't want to be doing this. I can't think of anything worse than doing this, for example. And so one of the things I want to talk about today is how to actually take that from this random concept of like, oh, what's your five-year plan, to nutting out a couple of ideas. It won't take you long. It might take you half an hour if you've got that, or, you know, 20 minutes even, to really think about, am I moving in the direction that I want to be moving, or am I just moving in the direction that life has maybe gently guided me into, or maybe not so gently? And yes, you know, I totally am all for sometimes just floating and sitting back and letting life unfold, you know, as it does. But equally, I think that it's important to sit down and figure out, like, okay, I'm on this ship, but who's steering the ship? And do I have any agency? And do I want to maybe steer it myself? And if so, where are we going? Like, where are we headed? And so I wanted to go through, yeah, just a couple of questions that you can write down if you've got a notepad and paper, or just put them in your phone. Or like I said, you can find the podcast show notes at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast. So the first thing, I guess, is to figure out your age. Now, I know age is just a number, but to figure out, you know, in a particular age, are there things associated with that age that you would like to achieve? Because sometimes 5 years seems so far away. And anyone that is a parent will know that sometimes that 5 years seems really long and tedious when you're in it. And then it seems so magical and like it's just gone in a blink when you're out of it. My eldest son is 9.5. And yeah, I can say that when I think back to when he was 4.5, it really doesn't seem that long ago. And especially, you know, his brother who is 3, my God, it feels like sometimes he was just born or I was just pregnant with him. And then it's like, flush, it's gone. But at the same time, you know, the days are long, the years are short, as they say. But one thing that you can do when you figure out, you know, your age is to think about, you know, as a child, or as a teenager, or as an early adult, or maybe even a couple of years ago, where would you like to be at that age? Because anyone that has the choice to create a small business, and anyone that's listening to this, you know, has some level of privilege, education, access to tools to be able to listen to this stuff, we also have choice and privilege over where our future is going, even if we don't feel like that all the time. And so, yeah, the first thing is to figure out in 5 years from now, from whenever you're listening to this episode, then how old will I be? The next thing you want to think about is really just taking a few minutes and visualizing who is around you. So you may have children, you may not, you might want children, you may not. Maybe you are well past that age and maybe you are thinking, well, I don't want to have a business in 5 years. I'd really like to be retired. Maybe you have plans to, you know, find a life partner or partners. Maybe you have plans to live overseas. Maybe you have plans to do volunteer work. And so thinking about who is around me will also lead you to think about where am I? Where am I physically? And where am I mentally as well? So physically, you know, where's my location? And then mentally, maybe there's things that you'd like to really work on letting go or upskilling or training yourself on. And so you want to think about, okay, in 5 years, you know, that's a decent amount of time. I would like to, you know, maybe have let go of certain beliefs, maybe even just thinking about what are my beliefs that I'd like to let go of, or what are the things that I'd like to condition more. So these kind of questions will help you at the start. And then the other thing is to think about when you think about who is around you. So if it is family, whether it's a partner, whether it's children, whether it's elderly parents, thinking about, you know, how old will they be? And really, you know, putting down their ages. I know for myself, my eldest in 5 years will be at high school, which just feels so far away. But already I'm like, oh my goodness, he's already, you know, he's already halfway through primary school. And again, it can go like a flash, even with all the homeschooling and everything else over the last few years. So in 5 years, he will be at high school. And that will mean that, you know, I'll have one at primary school, one at high school. I'll have a different pathway to go, you know, literally driving them to school, or maybe I won't drive them. Maybe they'll catch the bus. There's all these things to think about. Also thinking about, you know, I'm married, I have a wonderful husband. How old will he be? And what will we want to be doing at that age? You know, will we have wanted to pay off certain things? Will we wanted to have traveled to certain places, God willing, if we don't have all these pandemic lockdowns again? And so thinking about that and really trying to visualize what does that look like? Maybe you are living in a place that you that's not big enough if you, you know, want to have children or maybe extend or maybe, you know, have a life partner or something else. Or maybe you want to have part of your house that is, you know, your official office or your official kind of making station, or maybe you want to create a studio in your house or the place that you live in, and where you are right now doesn't allow you to do that. And so there's all these things that you sort of want to visualize, like how does my life look? And also how do I feel? How do I feel about my life? And, you know, we all want to say, oh, I feel so happy and I'm all content, but that's not reality 24/7. Everybody, you know, knows that. But there might be things that you might think, I really want to feel, you know, I want to have more energy, or I want to feel more fulfilled by my business, or I want to, you know, whatever the feeling is that you want to have. So what you can do is just sort of jot down your ideas around that. If you want to, you can make them very structured, like with an Excel sheet of who's what age and everything else. But it'll start giving you the foundations for the next tool that I'll walk you through. So the next tool is not one that I've come up with. And I actually, it is credited to a guy in the 1960s by the name of Paul J. Mayer. He is known as one of the originators of like life coaching. And the tool that I'm going to show you or walk you through is very much used in life coaching. Now, the tool is called the Wheel of Life, and you may well know it as soon as I said it. Some people will know it, some people will not. I often show it to people on client calls and they'll be like, oh no, I've never heard of it. And then when they see it, they're like, oh no, no, I've totally heard of that. Now, I have to say that this is different to the Buddhist Wheel of Life. Although I have to say that, you know, looking at them, I also think that, you know, there may have been some inspiration drawn there. But the concept is that the wheel is, you know, a wheel needs to turn. It needs to be sort of even. If you think about like the wheel of a bike, if you have all these different spokes that are missing, or you have, you know, part of the wheel that is punctured, or, you know, the whole wheel stops turning. And so the concept of the Wheel of Life is really if you imagine a circle or a wheel, and you kind of divide that into however many categories, but usually about eight. And in those eight or even 10 categories, you can list out the 10 areas of life that are really important to you. Now, this is really why you want to have that first time to visualize where am I going to be? How old am I? What do I want? What do I want to feel like? You know, all sorts of things before you create the Wheel of Life. So the Wheel of Life, you want to create one for now, you know, in the present time, and then one for the future. So if you create, you know, firstly, you want to think about what are the 10 most important areas of my life? And if you need some help, the stock standard ones are your career, or let's say your business, your money, your, you know, finances, your like personal relationship, as in romantic relationship, like a significant other. Your health is a big one. Family and friends is another one. Personal growth might be another one. And even in the health, you might want to divide that up to like physical health and then emotional or mental health. You can basically create any category that you want. You might have one for travel, or one for fun, or one for fulfillment, or one for spirituality, or religion, if you are religious, or whichever elements that you want to have. So not everyone has to have the same 10. You know, we all have different lives. We all have different goals in life. We all have different things that are important to us. And so you can come up with whatever those 10 are, but try and make them full of your, you know, for your life, that it's full, that you're not missing anything major in there. And so in each of those, if you imagine that you've got this circle and you've kind of divided it up into 8 or 10 pieces of pie, really, and each of those, within each of those, you have like a range from 0 being at the middle of the wheel, like right in the middle, all the way up to let's say 8 or 10 again. So just to make that a bit clearer, so I know it's hard when you're visualizing something and someone's talking. So you have a circle, that's your wheel. You have divided that circle up into, let's say, 8 parts. So you've got almost like 8 pieces of pie equal. And then in the middle of that, you've got a dot. So in the very middle, like the nucleus. Then in each of those triangles, each of those is cut into 10 pieces. So you have almost like lines. And what you want to do is think about, on a scale of 1 or 0 to 10, how great that part of your life is right now. Or it doesn't have to be great, maybe that's the wrong word, but how strong that part is. So let's say you have physical health as one, and you have another one right next to it, which is mental health. Maybe you're like, you know what, my mental health is really great. You know, I'm doing meditation, I'm seeing a psychologist, whatever the things are that you need to do to create your great mental health. You've got a balance in your life, or your work and your life integrate well. But maybe your physical health needs some work. And so on the scale of 1 to 10 in each of those little triangles, in the mental health, you might put, you know, a 9. I really love where I'm at right now. But in your physical health, you might put a 3. Maybe you are like me, you've had a setback with your back, although I have to say it's definitely on the mend. So thank you to everyone who's sent me messages. So in that, you want to, you know, mark yourself. And it's not to, there's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad here. You're just assessing, like you're almost being an observer to the life, to the 10 or 8 things that you've thought are very important in your wheel of life. And then you're marking within each, you know, a little dot of like, where am I currently? And what you'll usually see is that once you join the dots between the different, I want to call them quadrants, but they're not quadrants, between the different sections, the little triangles in your wheel, you'll often see that it isn't a circle that could actually turn. Say if one triangle is marked 3 and one is marked 10, there's quite a difference between them. So when you try and join the dot, it'll come across more like a triangle or a straight line than a circle. And what you want to get to is where all the parts of your life are in some sort of similarity so that the wheel can turn. That's the concept. The concept is also to see which parts of your life need a bit more work or help. And I know you'll be listening to this thinking, is this a life coaching course or is this a business coaching podcast? It's a bit of both. But as a business owner, we want to have a look at these things because they so impact the way that we run our business. Let's say the physical health one, for example. For me, in the last, you know, few months, I've really had to change some of the things that I was doing with work. I've had to pull back on certain things. I've had to delay certain things because I needed more time to focus on my back, to go to the physio, to go to the doctor, to go to the neurosurgeon, to go to the acupuncturist, all the people. And so that just needed to happen. And so my health, my physical health has really impacted, well, not really, because I generally work from home and I generally work online. But if I was, say, packing orders, or if I was, you know, having to drive around, I was an interior designer or something, that would really, really impact. And so you want to be thinking about, what are these sections, firstly? Then how would I rate myself from 1 to 10 in these sections? And then, and this is where it kind of comes to the 5 years, how will I change? What needs to be amended, adapted, focused on, put effort into in order for me to get where I want to go? So if you then remember how you felt at the start of this conversation, like where do I want to be in 5 years and how do I feel and who's around me and where am I located and where am I mentally, where am I physically, you can then create another wheel of life that shows the markings of which you would like to improve or grow in, if those different sections within the wheel of life. So it can be a really hard thing to sit down firstly and figure out what are the most, you know, important elements of my life, the top 10, top 8, and then where am I right now in those? And one of them might be a business. Maybe you're like, you know what, I really need to put more effort into this, or maybe I need to outsource, or, you know, the stress. Maybe one of those areas that you've put in is stress and you are sky high right now and you need to get that lower. Maybe one of those areas is knowledge about your business and so, or in the industry that you're in. So whatever those areas are, you can have it now, where you are now, and then where you want to be in 5 years. And of course, don't just mark the 5 years, oh, I'm 10 out of 10 in every single area, but really, really consider, what does that look like? And once you have those two wheels, the one for now and the one for 5 years, what you want to do in the middle is create a bridge. And so the bridge is really looking at these, you know, 8 or 10 items and coming up with at least 3 things that you can do in the next however many months or weeks or days or years that will create that bridge from where you are now to where you want to be. And it sounds so simple when we do it, but it is something that we don't do. We don't sit down and really focus on this stuff enough. We kind of quite often, especially the longer you're in business, it's like, yes, things are working and money's coming in and, you know, maybe you're growing your team and everything's kind of plodding along and you're putting out fires where you need to. And then you wake up and you're like, oh my goodness, it's been 5 years. And am I where I want to be in life, but also in business? This is a business podcast after all. And so you want to think about, what are the elements that will bridge that? And that could be a really hard place to look at as well. So if it makes it easier, you want to think about something you can do this week, which I know sounds kind of crazy when you're like, you've given me 5 years and now you're giving me a deadline of 7 days. But thinking about, like, is there one thing, just one thing that you could do this week? And so maybe one of the elements is spirituality. And you're like, you know what, I've let that slide and you know that it's important to you. And so you might decide, you know what, I'm actually going to read a book, or I'm going to do a meditation, or I'm going to, maybe you had a particular synagogue or place that you used to do your bead meditation, or maybe, you know, something that feels good for you. Maybe it's just a beautiful park. And so you're like, I'm gonna go there this week. I'm just going to go there. Maybe you're really low in the family one and you're like, you know what, actually, I probably need to call my sibling, or I need to stop work that little bit early and make sure that I get to, you know, your kids' event that they've got on. And so there's always things that we can do in that bridge in the 1 week period. The next is to think about 12 to 18 months. So in the next 12 to 18 months, what am I going to do? And then the last one is kind of 3 years. So 3 years from now, where would I like to be in these places? And what could I have done now in that kind of 1 week or months or whatever it is? And then the, you know, 12 to 18 months. And then in 3 years, like, what's something that's going to bridge that in 3 years? You know, maybe one of them is volunteering. You'd like to volunteer more. And so next week you might decide, I'm actually going to contact that place that I've seen advertised on my local Facebook group. And I'm going to see if they're accepting volunteers right now. And maybe you don't start for 6 months, but you're putting the word in. 12 to 18 months, you might have liked to, you know, be having a regular volunteering role with a particular charity or cause. And maybe you're even connecting that somehow to your business. And then in 3 years, maybe you'd like to have fundraised enough to make a real impact on whatever it is that the cause or charity or not-for-profit or whatever it is that you're, you know, really volunteering in. So let's say you're volunteering in literacy for children, right? And let's say next week you're like, you know what, I'm actually going to contact, you know, my local library and see if they need somebody to do reading. Or maybe I'm going to contact the local food bank and see if do they know anywhere that, you know, needs literacy help, or I don't know why I said food bank, but, you know, a literacy foundation. And then in 12 to 18 months, you're like, you know what, I'm going to do a really great event that is going to fundraise, and, you know, I'm going to work with setting up systems in our own business so that we can really contribute to that. And then in 3 years, maybe you're going to actually take a trip somewhere. So maybe you're going to work with the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, and maybe you've fundraised and done all of this great stuff. Maybe you're going to go into another part of the world and talk to them and try and help with literacy there. Maybe you are going to, you know, work with people that are coming into your country to speak your language, to work with them. Like, whatever it is, you want to really think about, what does that bridge look like? Because we can all think, oh yeah, I want to be here in 5 years, but you know, not actually think about what are the steps to get there. And so that's another part of the Wheel of Life exercise. I mean, it's not a traditional part. It's kind of a part that I've made up. But you have your Wheel of Life now, you have your Wheel of Life in 5 years, and then you have the bridge. And within the bridge, what's something I can do this week? What's something I can do in the next 12 to 18 months? And then what's something in 3 years that I'd really like to work towards in relation to this particular area of the Wheel of Life? So I know that's a lot to take in and it's quite heavy and it can be quite confronting. And this is the thing, I think people don't do this because we think it's such a big amount of work. But all of that, this entire episode has been less than 25 minutes so far. So all of that, you could sit down, you could work that out, and I reckon in less than an hour, even less than 30 minutes, you would be able to nut this out and give yourself some sort of direction. And then a really important part of that is once you've done that, to look at those plans and look at the plans for your business. And really thinking about, are these aligning? Physical health. Maybe it's as simple as like, what can I do this week? Well, I could get a standing desk, or I could get a chair, or get a cushion, or get a footstool, or get something for us. Maybe if you are in a store and you're working all day, maybe it's like, I'm actually going to set up like a cute little corner out the back. Maybe it's near the bathroom, the staff bathrooms or something. And you're like, I'm going to just set up like a little corner with like a little, you know, candle. Maybe don't leave the candle on the whole time. Or something that's like, that's just like a little refresh, relax, 5 minute chair or 10 minute chair. Sit back, relax, refresh. And that is a part of the bridge. So yeah, just to kind of recap on this, it's really thinking about like, where do I want to be in 5 years? And then how does that impact my business, and what are the steps I'm going to take between where I am now and where I'm going to be? And it's not always about improving yourself, you know, always like, oh, I've got to be better. I've got to push harder. I've got to hustle, hustle, hustle. You know that I'm absolutely against hustle town. I'm very much sidestep the hustle, find a way that can align with you that doesn't enable you or force you to have to hustle. But it is about thinking, what are some small steps that I can take? Because every one of us has things that we want to change or amend or let go of and we don't want to carry with us for the next 5 years, or maybe that we want to increase in the next 5 years. And so it's literally a small exercise to think about, where am I right now? Where do I want to be in 5 years? And then what are some steps that I can take to get there? So as I said, all of this will be available on the show notes, which you can find at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast. And in this instance, another /232, as this is episode 232. So that is it. If you want to and have enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate it if you could leave a review. It just really, really helps us get found on Apple and Spotify and just helps other small business owners. Maybe there's somebody out there who really needs to hear about the Wheel of Life right now. Thank you for listening and I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com. Or hit me up on Instagram at mydailybusinesscoach.